the stick. What does that mean to Rumi? You want to know? We say that stick is the prudence and istidlal. Istidlal is logic. The logic you have means if you know, welcome. If you don't know, grab the logic. If you don't have the logic, do not walk in the street without company. Because the best is, later he will explain it, he will say, if you're blind, you should try to find a stick. When you found a stick, then you should try to find a fellow. Because a stick is the minimum. Grab, put your hand on the shoulder of a fellow who has the eyes. Then you will walk in him, your eye will open. This is how it is. And this is very essential for us, because in that beautiful, lovely story of ours, that a stick, there is a stick. Do you remember the stick? In the hand of Moses? Will become that dragon, because that's what logic is. If my spirit let go of the logic, my logic becomes a dragon which will swallow no matter what logical argument you have. Or you prepare that. Remember the rope in Arabic was what? Apple, right? Just that apple is like the serpent. It's created of the serpent. Okay? We know that. We remember the serpent who gave us the first apple, remember? That's that one. And it's here. Remember? He was kicked out, Adam was kicked out, it's here. Where is it? Where is the Satan? In you. In me. It's here. Logic is here. But in a good fellow, logic is grabbed by the Moses, by the spirit, by that breath. Right? If that one let go, suddenly his logic becomes a dragon that will swallow no matter what logical conversation you created. That's how it is. And as soon as my spirit will grab the logic, logic will be my stick, my help, and a very lovely one. Remember? I don't think you really remember. Who remembers carefully? Because this is the stick that Moses will give a long, long, long speech to God about it. Go and look at the Bible. A very long conversation over there is Moses is explaining what logic is. Go and read it again, you will see. Ah! This is what the story is. And here, he is making that point that, remember, first of all, if you're blind, don't come close. Remember, you need one stick. That stick is our attitude and our logic. Then, next step, if you don't have this stick, without the help of some other fellow, do not come in every path. That's how he will finish the words there. Do not step on every path without the help. Yes?
When you have not the staff of prudence and judgment, make the eye your leader. And if there is no staff of prudence and judgment, do not stand on every road without a guide. Step in the same fashion as a blind man steps, in order that your foot may escape from the pit and the dog.
This is the other blind fellow. Blind fellow cannot run. Should have said, be prudent. It is okay, that's okay. Just walk around. Be prudent. Find the logic and try to find an eye. These are the steps. Yes?
He plants his foot trembling with fear and precaution so that he may not fall into derangement. O you who have jumped away from some smoke and fallen into a fire, you who have sought a mouthful and become a mouthful for a snake.
Ah, what happened? At the last moment, he said, okay, you that one smoke fooled you and you fall in the fire. What that means? Let's go back. Do you remember the king who made a fire to burn the others and the fire burned him? Or that he explained what the fire is, right? Here we say, you wanted to have the smoke, then you fall in the fire. Let me say it again. You were seeking a very good sandwich. You became the sandwich for the snake. This is what it means. Remember who the snake is. Knowledge. That's what snake is. Satan is. Right? That snake wants to have a sandwich. You want to have a sandwich. You become the sandwich of that snake. Means you want to eat something, absorb something, but you will be absorbed by logic. Because if you go on with the logical conversation only, and you don't look at all this we talked about, you will be eaten by that serpent. The one who offered you and helped you with intelligence could kill you in the field of intelligence because that's his domain. But you're out of it. You see, we left the story and all of that just because the children were arguing. The fellow gave us all this wrong speech. So remember how the story is going. For so many sessions, we read and you're waiting for the end of the story. Because the end of the story is funny. But go with the story. Because this is the first real advice. And it's not that he will give you another diet and so on and so on. After this, we'll be in that big story of Moses and Pharaoh to explain how you could deal with your ego and the spirit at the same time. What is the matter? What's going inside? We'll see that. Inshallah. Ey brother, bud andar ma maza shahri ba rustayi ashna. Rustayi chun suy shahr amadi kharge andar kuyan shahri zadi. Do ma o se ma mehmanash budi bar dukan u o بر خانش بودی. هر هوایج را که بودیشان زمان راست کردی مرد شهری رایگان. رو به شهری کرد و گفته ای خاج تو هیچ می نایی سوی دل فرج جون. الله الله جمله فرزندان بیار که این زمان گلشن است و نوبهار. یا به تابستان بیا وقت سمر تا ببندد خدمتت را من کمر. که بهاران خطه دل خوش بود کشزار و لاله دلکش بود. وعده دادی شهری او را دفع حال تا برآمد بعد 8 سال. او به هر سالی همی گفتی که کی عزم خواهی کرد کام از ماه دی. او بهانه ساختی که امسال من از فلان خطه بیامد میهمان. سال دیگر گر توانم وارهید از مهمات آن طرف خواهم دوید. گفت هستند آن عیالم منتظر بهر فرزندان تو ای اهل بر. باز هر سالی چو لک لک آمدی تا مقیم قبه شهری شدی. خواجه هر سالی زدر و مال خیش خرج او کردی گشادی بال خیش. آخرین کرت 3 ماهان پهلوان خان نهادش بامدادان و شبان.
از خجالت باز گفت او خواجه را چند وعد چند بفریبی مرا. گفت خواجه جسم و جانم وصل جوست، لیک هر تحریر هم در حکم هوست. آدمی چون کشتی است و بادبان، تا که یارد باد را آن بادران. باز سوگندان بدادش که کریم، گیر فرزندان بیا بگر نعیم. دست او بگرفت سکرت و عهد کند، هلده زو بیا به ما جهد. بعد 10 سال و به هر سالی چنین لابه ها و وعده های شکرین، کودکان خواجه گفتند ای پدر، ما و ابر و سایه هم دارد سفر. حقه ها بر وی تو ثابت کرده ای، رنج ها در کار او بس برده ای. او همی خواهد که بعضی حق آن واگذارد چون شدی تو بیمان. بس وصیت کرد ما را او نهان، که کشیدش سوی دهلاب کنان. گفت عباس دین، ولی ای سیبوی، اتق من شر من احسن تلال، دوستی تخم دم آخر بود، ترسم از وحشت که آن فاسد شود. صحبتی باشد چو شمشیر قطوع، همچو دی در بوستان و در زروع. صحبتی باشد چو فصل نوبهار، زو امارت ها و دخل بی شمار. حزم آن باشد که زن بد بری، تا گریزی و شری از بد بری. حزم سوء زن گفت است آن رسول، هر قدم را دام می داند این فضول. روی صحرا هست هموار و فراخ، هر قدم دامی است کمران اوستاخ. آن بزه کوهی دبد که دام کو، چون به تازد دامش افتد در گلو. آن که می گفتی که کوهی نگه، ببین دشت می دیدی نمی دیدی کمین. بی کمین و دام سیاد ای ایار، دنبه کی باشد میانه کشت زار. آن که گستاخ آمدندن در زمین، استخان و کله هاشم را ببین. چون به گورستان روی ای مرتضا، استخانشان را بپرس از معاملا. تا به ظاهر بینیان مستان کور، چون فرو رفتن در چاق گور. چشم اگر داری تو کورانه میان، ور نداری چشم دست آور عصا. آن عصای حزم و استدلال را، چون نداری دید میکن پیشوا. ور عصای حزم و استدلال نیست، بی عصا کش بر سر هر رحمه ایست. گام زانسان نه که نابینا نهد، تا که پا از چاق و از سگ بارهد. لرز لرزان و به ترس و احتیاط، می نهد پا تا نیفتد در خبات. ای زدودی جسته در ناری شده، لقمه جسته لقمه ماری شده. و سلام. Thank you.